From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The FBI says shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee are being handled as an act of terrorism. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said it was premature to speculate about why the gunman, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, killed four Marines and wounded several other people at two military centers on Thursday. Reinhold told reporters that agents are looking at Abdulaziz's recent travel.
As far as the travel, we're exploring when and where he traveled. I don't want to go into too much detail to that time frame until our partners overseas had an opportunity to conduct their portion of the investigation.
Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog on Monday that said, "Life is short and bitter." Meanwhile, more than 1,000 people, including members of Chattanooga's Muslim community, attended a special memorial service Friday night in Chattanooga. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister on Friday as the United States continued efforts to sell the Iran nuclear deal to skeptical allies. Spokesman Josh Earnest said while all options remain on the table, Mr. Obama wants a diplomatic solution.
The military option on the part of the United States is one that continues to be available, but the more effective way, the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, is through principled diplomacy, an agreement structured exactly like this one.
The historic nuclear deal reached last week between Iran and six world powers is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council. This is VOA News.